Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Hi, welcome back. So how's your Greek mythology? Student of mythology, know all about it, the Greeks and all the different gods and stories and myths. Well, if you do, then the story will be very familiar. And if you don't, I'll give you a quick synopsis. The story of Icarus and Daedalus. And it's an excellent story. And of course, you know what I'm going to do with the story is I'm going to turn it into an analogy about what? Finance and investing, of course. So in the story of Daedalus and Icarus, Daedalus is a very famous inventor. And he somehow manages to really anger the king. And the king takes Daedalus and his son Icarus and throws him in jail. And not just any jail. They put him up on this tower because he knows how smart Daedalus is. And he wants to make sure he can't escape. So he puts him up in this tower way up in the sky, and it is guarded, and there's no way out. Well, no way out except through the air. So Daedalus and his son set out to invent and design and build wings. They take branches and moss and other stuff and some wax. Wax is a key part of the story. And they fashion these very large wings. And of course, we have to kind of ignore physics a little bit here, but of course the wings allow them to fly. So Icarus and Daedalus are able to escape the tower and their prison by flying away out into the sky. And below them is this huge ocean, which was also part, of course, the way they were to be, I guess, imprisoned. So they fly away, and as they're flying away, Icarus starts to fly too high. Daedalus had warned him, when you fly and you start going, make sure you don't go too fast, too soon. Sounds like a father giving instructions to his son on how to drive his car. So he gives him all these cautions, especially about flying too high, because if you get too high, you'll get too close to the sun and the sun will melt the wax on the wings and you will fall. Well, they start flying, and of course, Icarus ignores those warnings because he is just ecstatic at being able to fly. I mean, how excited would you be if you could fly, right? I mean, that would be amazing. And you probably would forget some cautions that had been given to you. So that's what happened to Icarus. And he flew too high. And once he realized what was happening, that the wax was melting, he started to flap his wings even faster, trying to maintain his altitude. And it made it even worse. And his wings came apart. And he went crashing into the sea and died. There was nothing Daedalus could do to save him at that point. So the, of course, moral of the story is that you have to be careful. You have to be cautious. You need to heed warnings of those more experienced than you are. And, of course, this is a wonderful analogy for investing. Because when things are going well, when the stock market's growing, when business is booming, when the general impression of everyone in our culture and in our society is that things are on the up and up and they're growing and everybody's just in a great mood. It's, you know, party like it's 1999. It's easy to overlook, suspend, and ignore the normal precautions you would take. And so this happens not only with investing, but in business. And my caution, of course, is with investing, and we'll get to that. But everybody was affected by this, especially during the mid-2000s when we had that 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, that period of time where we had the housing market unravel, where we had the stock market have one of its largest drops of 37, 38% in 1 year. A lot of businesses folded. A lot of financial advisors had problems and went out of business. And I can relate to this story and am very willing to give you some suggestions about this because we dealt with it in our own business. We had made the decision to grow and expand back in 2007. And again, all those things I just described, we were witness to them as well. And things looked good. So we had a lot of demand for our services. And we like, well, why not bring this to some other markets? So we expanded in a couple of other markets, opened up offices, hired additional staff, and things went great initially. And then all of that junk hit. It wasn't fun. It was very unpleasant. In fact, we had to put the car in reverse. We consolidated to our main location. We closed the offices that we had opened. And we satisfied every obligation. We didn't leave anybody high and dry. We were able to keep most of our staff. And it worked out just fine, but we had to take a different approach. Now, what made that happen? Well, at the time, it seemed like a good idea. Everything was going very well. In hindsight, of course, it's very easy to say, well, you know what? Instead of opening several offices, maybe we should have done one and give that some time. Fly gently and not too high so that our wax doesn't melt, right? So the lesson is really clear here that with your investing, you want to be careful not to go all in on any one thing. Don't go too fast too quickly. Don't expect what has happened most recently to always continue. And investors fall prey to this all the time. And I don't mean to laugh. It's not really funny. You know, we look at the most recent period and say, well, you know, the market's been doing pretty good, pretty well. And then what's the next word that person says? So it's going to go okay then. And that's not necessarily true. And you can't, there's a reason why all the disclaimers on every investment magazine or every brochure you read says prior performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Ready? Actual results can and will vary, because you can't base it on the most recent period. You can look at long-term averages and say, okay, if I invest and I leave it alone for 10 years and I look at historically how things have gone, well, I've got a good shot at making some money. Probably not going to lose over that period of time. You might, but likelihood is not. So when you look at history, you have to look at it as kind of a general guideline. But one of the things that a lot of investors also need to keep in mind is that the time period that it takes might be a lot longer than their particular time period or their particular experience. Averages are one thing, but when you're living it and you know, if you had retired in 2007, and many people did, and you expected the market to continue to grow like it had from 2003 to 2007, and you based your retirement, your lifestyle, your income, your financial plans, and all those things on that most recent period, and in the first year you're retired, you have a 38% drop in the market, your wings are coming off. And at that point, if you've built your plans to draw on that money that's invested in that type of stock market approach, then you're going to have a big problem. You're going to probably end up in the ocean and treading water, paddling and hopefully trying to recover. So the lesson here is very important. Be like Daedalus. Don't be like Icarus. Be smart, be inventive, but you need to be thoughtful, wise, be experienced. And if you do those things and you pay attention and you're careful with what you do and get advice in areas that you don't know, you do that, you know what I'm going to say? You can plan stronger.
Hello, this is Brenda Campbell, General Manager at Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, a Digny Memorial provider. We are committed to service beyond expectation before, during, and after the service. To that end, we offer a service guarantee. If there's anything we can do to meet your individual needs, please let us know and we'll take care of it immediately. This is another way we offer great level of professionalism in working with our families. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website, volusiamemorialfunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, president and managing partner of Rice and Rose. The Rice and Rose Law Firm has a department dedicated to estate planning, wills, trusts, and probate. We also provide legal guidance if you need a power of attorney, living will, or health care surrogate. Contact the Rice and Rose Law Firm at our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222. Or visit our website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Hello, this is David Holland. You already know from listening to this program that I'm very careful about my financial advice. It will come as no surprise then that I feel the same way about my other recommendations. If you love traditional, authentic Greek food as much as I do, then there's just one place to go, the Greek Town Taverna at 150 North Nova Road in Ormond Beach. It's just around the corner from my office, so you'll see me there for lunch at least a couple times a week. They've got stuffed grape leaves, gyros, lamb chops, octopus, and baklava. You can find all of these wonderful homemade Greek favorites every day of the week. They offer a wide variety of wine and beer to pair with your meal as well. Visit GreekTownTaverna.com or call 386-944-9526 for more information. I'll see you there. Welcome back. I want to try something new today. I'd like to use an analogy to describe an investment idea. I'm sorry, I do that all the time. I love analogies because they're so helpful in conveying a lot of information quickly and relate it to something you know. So I've got an excellent one. I've really been looking forward to sharing this with you. The Invisible Man. Have you ever read the story? H.G. Wells, classic. Well, I just had the opportunity the other day. I got it on an Audible, an audiobook, and downloaded it to my little MP3 player and put headphones on. And while I'm exercising, I listen to a book. It's pretty cool. So I'm finally getting some time to quote-unquote read, which is really nice. Pleasure reading, not work-related. So my analogy is using the Invisible Man from the story. And this occurred to me as a great analogy about investing when I met with a recent couple, and they described their situation. It was very interesting. They said they'd been investing their own money since the 90s. And they said, you know, we need some help because we invest, we've been doing it, we like it, we don't mind doing it, and we do okay for a while, but then all of a sudden, it's like we get just bonked in the head by some unseen market force, and we end up going, you know, one step forward, six backwards. And they're very frustrated, and the a very emotional process or impact on them, it created a stress, and they would feel like they were maybe then reacting at the wrong time or making a decision in the wrong way and not able to stick with it because it was just, you know, they felt like every time they turned around, they felt like they were one of those whack-a-moles where every time they stuck their head out of the hole, somebody whacked them in the head, and it just created a problem for him. So when I was talking with him, I said, well, you know, it sounds like you're fighting the Invisible Man. And then, of course, I proceeded to tell him what I just told you about it, relating it to the book. And in his story, I won't spoil it for you if you're going to heed my advice. It's a great book, by the way. If you haven't ever had a chance to read it, please do. It's a wonderful story, especially if you have it read to you on an Audible. You get to hear all the different accents. It's very interesting. But in the story, there's a guy named Griffin, and Griffin is invisible. And I'll leave it at that. And that invisibility gives him an enormous advantage over his adversaries. He can sneak up on them and attack them at will, and they don't see it coming. So can you imagine? Okay, let's shift it. You're invisible, and you can sneak up, and it's not really fair, is it? I mean, you could put one right on somebody's nose, and they wouldn't see it coming. Now, because of that, that's a great analogy for what may happen in the market. And that was this couple's experience, that they felt like they were being attacked by an invisible man. And so with that, the first thing to think about is, okay, well, if that's a good analogy for the market and investing, what to do? Well, let's continue the analogy. So let's say there really is an invisible man out there on the loose, and you can take steps to protect yourself. And the same steps can apply to investing. So here they are. Number one, you can sequester yourself. If there's a madman on the loose, don't go for a walk in the park, okay? Don't go, I think I'll go for a walk out in the middle of the night and just stroll around. We're not going to do that, right? So you can do the same thing with your investments by sequestering yourself. If there is a known risk, you know, if you are looking to use your money for something and there is a lot of risk in the market, you know, if the market gets very volatile and you know you're going to need to use the money for a purchase or an expenditure, or you need it for income, real stretch here, ready? Don't put it in the market. Don't put yourself at risk. Don't go for the walk in the financial park when it's dangerous if you know that you can't be there. Now, if you're in a tank and you want to drive through the park, fine, you're protected. But, you know, you have to make sure you've got yourself protected from what may come, that unseen assailant. And the problem is you don't know it's coming till it hits you. Okay, so that's the first thing you could do. Now, number two, you've got to take steps to kind of even the game or even the odds. So if I knew there was this invisible guy out there, what would I do? Well, put on some heat sensing goggles and maybe carry a can of spray paint, so I could see the heat signature of my adversary, and then I could also spray the paint, and of course it hits him, it's going to make him visible. So that's one way to know what's there, what's coming. Well, you can do the same thing with your investments. Take steps to monitor what you've got. Know what you've got. If you don't know what you have, well, then it may sneak up and attack you or get you or hurt you. You know, get a second opinion if you're not sure. I had a couple in the other day that said, you know, our advisor says that we are in a fairly conservative portfolio. 30 seconds. 30 seconds it took me. And I did a full analysis, but just 30 seconds looking at their statement, I said, uh-uh, you do not have a conservative portfolio. Six stocks represented 37%. I got the numbers memorized because it was so profound. Six stocks, 37% of their portfolio. It ain't no way, no how that that is conservative. And then we went a little deeper. I analyzed the portfolio. Heavy in stocks. Heavy in stocks is not conservative. So they took that step, and you can too. And that's, so that's step number two. Step number three, make observations. If I was concerned about an invisible man sneaking up on me, well, I wouldn't fumble around and make a bunch of noise. I would sit still. I would, if I can't see him, I'm close my eyes, right? Not be distracted. Open my ears or look for other signs. Maybe keep my eyes open. Look for footprints or interaction of that invisible man with other objects. But listen, use my senses, all of them. Do the same thing with your investments. Make observations. Pay attention. Number four, there's safety in numbers. We're going to go after the invisible man or protect ourselves from the invisible man. You know, a group of 10 people is going to be a lot safer than one person. One person out alone, there's risk. 10 people, well, you can help each other. You are diversified, dare I say. So do the same with your investments. Maybe don't put all your money into one stock. Please don't do that, by the way. But put it into maybe a diversified investment fund, a mutual fund, a no-load fund. Diversify your money. These are the kinds of things to do to protect yourself from that unseen attacker. The key thing with all of this is that you don't know it's coming. Now, you can know that it's not coming, not to twist the words around or make it confusing, but you can know that you don't know. And based on that, you can make choices. I could give you 100 other analogies that of things that I don't know and relate it to this situation. I don't know about my bike. I've got a road bike. I go out and I ride on the road and I really enjoy it. But when it comes to the gears and the way the crank works and the internal mechanism for it or what causes it to shift better or not as well, I think it has something to do with the cables and how tight or loose, but I don't know. So I take it to a bike shop that does a great job. I don't know that, but I know that I don't know that, so I don't mess with it. So you can do the same thing. You don't have to be a financial expert to have investments and to make sure that they're done right. Get help if you need it. And if you do that, it's coming. Here it is. You'll plan stronger. Do it. It'll work.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Support The Y.
For more information on what your Y does and how you can help, visit vfymca.org/give.
The Y, for a better us.
Hey, David Holland here. I'd like you to listen closely to a few words from my good friends, Tony Papandrea and Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation.
Hi, I'm Tony, chairman of the Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation. If you need more income now with some tax advantages and would like to leave a future benefit for Florida Hospital Hospice Care, a charitable gift annuity might be a good fit for you. Learn how to include charitable gift annuities in your financial planning. They could benefit you with higher tax advantage yields than you are getting now, and benefit Florida Hospital Hospice Care later. Call us at 386-586-4440 for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
What if in the time it takes to eat lunch, you could potentially strengthen your financial future? Would you invest 1 hour to plan stronger? If you spend just 1 hour with certified financial planner David Holland, you'll get simple, straightforward advice to help you plan stronger. And if you already have a financial plan, isn't it worth an hour to get a second opinion? There is no cost or obligation to meet with David. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com for more information.
And welcome back. Okay, another wonderful analogy for you. Here you go. Billy Diamond. Billy Diamond was our horsebacking guide in a recent trip out to Arizona. We went horseback riding and it was wonderful. We're waiting at the hotel and up pulls a big pickup truck, dually, of course. And Billy hops out and says, "Howdy, partner." I won't try to do the impersonation for you, but Billy hops out and he had a little guarded at first, but then he warmed up and we hopped in his truck. We ran out to the ranch and we signed all of the "we can kill you, but you can't sue us" release forms and got all saddled up, picked out helmets, my wife and the kids, and we went horseback riding. Beautiful, beautiful, nice and warm spring break trip for the kids. Just beautiful country out in the mountains. And so we're riding along and I have to confess my mind wandered. I imagine we're on a cattle drive and taking the herd to market and watching out for bandits and other bad guys along the way. And it was kind of a nice little mental break. And then all of a sudden, hey, Billy called out, "Wake up, get back on the trail." And I look down and the horse, of course, has wandered off this little trail we're on and is eating some bush that he's not supposed to eat. And so I gave the reins a tug and Billy, of course, gave me a little bit of a lecture, you know, stay on the trail. Rattlesnakes, badger holes, and other sharp rocks are off the beaten path. Nothing but trouble. Stay on the beaten path. I said, of course, yes, sir. Billy didn't seem like somebody to mess with. And so, but we rode along together and we got to talking and Billy says, "So what do you do back in your world?" I took that nicely, I guess. So I said, "Well, I'm a financial planner, Billy." And I said, with my own little grin mirroring his, I said, "And you're not the only one with a couple decades of experience." And he liked that. And he said, "Well, you know, that's interesting." He goes, do you like it? I said, "Yeah, I love it. I enjoy helping people. It's very interesting work. And help people make the transition or plan for their retirements and then move into retirement and stay retired." He goes, "Well, don't let your clients do what I did." I said, "Well, what's going on? What happened?" He goes, "Well, I'll tell you what happened and you can tell people about it so they don't do what I did." He said, "A few years back, my wife inherited $280,000 from a relative. And that was a lot of money to us. You know, riding and roping don't pay much. And we got that money and we're like, wow, this is something now that we could really use that to secure our retirement and maybe I can get off this horse someday." And I said, "Well, that sounds great." He goes, "Well, it didn't end very well." I said, "Well, what happened?" He goes, "Well, we got the money. And then, you know, I met this fella that said he could help me with the money and he would give us some ideas." And we said, "All right, he seemed like a nice guy. And we had ridden together a few times and seemed like an all right guy to me." So we put the money with him and it was a scam. He stole our money. That's the bottom line. He stole our money and we never saw any of it. And I was sick over it. Billy said that his wife told him that it wasn't really his fault, that they'd been snookered. But Billy said to me, he goes, "You know, I laid in bed staring at the ceiling for over a year, just thinking about that every night." Now, the guy ended up getting a 5-year prison sentence for his bad, nefarious activity, which wasn't just taking Billy's money. He had done it with other people. And Billy said, he said, "You know, it's a good thing he went to jail, because if not, I probably would have strangled him." And I don't doubt that he would have. I might have been tempted myself if it were me. But Billy said, "You know, I should have known better. Here I was just telling you to stay on the beaten path, stay on the beaten trail, because off the trail are sharp rocks, badger holes, and rattlesnakes. Well, guess what? You know, I got off the beaten trail for investing. I coulda, woulda, shoulda. I should have checked out that advisor. I should have." He's not an advisor, though. He's a snake oil salesman, Billy said. "I should have done a better job of thinking about what I really wanted. I should have done my homework. I should have not put all the money in one thing. I'm like, man, is this guy reading my mail? Good grief. This is what I tell people all the time. And so Billy said, you know, that's the problem because, you know, getting off the beaten path, while maybe that is fun or seems exciting, that's where the bad guys are, the thieves and the crooks and the cattle rustlers, you know. So Billy asked me to do this, and I'm doing it now. He said, please tell other people about my experience. Tell them not to do what I did. Pay attention. Do some homework. Find somebody with a good reputation. Find somebody with experience. Don't trust your money to somebody that doesn't have the right skills and the right setup. So I said, well, what would you do differently? He goes, well, I would, all of that, sure, but I would also just do my homework. I would do more research, you know, look into the different things, take some time, not be so impulsive or feel like I got to put that money to work right away. I could have taken more time to evaluate my options, and I would probably have a better retirement. In fact, be off of the horse now. But because all that happened, I still regret it. I'm still sick about it, but there's not much I can do about it, is what Billy said. And then he added something really kind of, strong and poignant to me. And I think a lot of people have experienced this and had these same feelings. He said, you know, there's nothing I can do now. I've got to keep doing what I'm doing. I can't go back and change the past. I only can make good decisions going forward, but I've got to do the best I can. If I could go back and change it, I would, and do differently. And he said, you know, I'm going to keep roping and ride. I'm going to keep taking folks like you out for a horseback ride and take you out on the trail and do some other cowboy work. But I only can do that for so long. And I probably didn't mention, Billy's 77 and he's tough. He's a, you know, tan leather face, squinty eyes, his hands are like, steel covered with leather, but he can't do it forever. And either the doctor's going to tell him stop at some point or his body will. And so, but until then, he's going to keep doing what he can to make a living and pay the bills. The problem with that is what if he couldn't? What if he had to stop? What if at 70 or 65, he would have had to stop? What would he do then? Maybe a little bit of Social Security, no pension and roping and riding. So the problem here is that when you have a chunk of money, heed Billy's words. If you are retiring with a 401k, you've got a lump sum from your pension, you've sold a house, you've got an inheritance, take the time to do your homework. Don't be in a hurry and do your research and invest in a smart way and be careful. And if you do that, you'll plan stronger.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.